You've gotten kind of used to the fact that I've lost interest in having sex with you. And you don't even seem to mind the fact that I go out a lot now, too, with several new guy friends of mine. Or maybe you do mind, but you're just too afraid to say anything about it. Afraid that I might leave you if you complained at all. And then you'd lose this sexy little slut wife of yours, wouldn't you? Besides, you know that if you ask me about it, I might just tell you the truth. I might tell you that my guy friends really aren't just friends. I'm fucking their brains out. That's right. While you sit at home and probably jerk off wondering about it. But you really don't want to know that for sure, do you? If you did, it would drive you crazy. The jealousy would be unbearable for you. And since I know how in love with me you are, I know it would break your heart, you poor baby. So tonight, while one of my boyfriends is waiting for me out in the kitchen, you're sitting on the bed behind me, just watching me put my lipstick on in the big mirror that's in front of our bed. The mirror that you used to love watching me in when I would sit and ride your cock and ride you. It must have looked so sexy to see me in that mirror, moving my ass up and down on your cock. And you loved how I always knew just about the moment when you were going to come, didn't you? And I'd slide my hips up off your cock, and I'd reach back and stroke you off all over this gorgeous ass. It must have been mind-blowing for you to see me doing that to you in that mirror. But now, all you're seeing is me reaching for that tube of red lipstick I have, the one that's shaped just like a little erect cock. And I'm slowly coating my lips with that lipstick-shaped cock. And I can see you watching me. I know it's driving you nuts, but you're afraid to say anything, aren't you? I know you're watching me. So, of course, knowing that you're watching me like this, a cruel streak starts to come over me. And after I put the lipstick on my lips, I give that little lipstick cock a quick flick with my tongue. And then I put it back in the tube, making sure, of course, to give the tube a little up and down hand job with my thumb and forefinger before I put it down.